This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The administration of United States President Joe Biden is expected to announce soon the start of Operation Allies Refugee, a plan to evacuate Afghan translators seeking American visas after working alongside the U.S. military for years, according to multiple media reports. An official says an announcement likely will be made on Wednesday, and the operation would involve chartered civilian aircraft, with flights beginning in the last week of this month, but other details would be withheld for operational security. It's expected the initial evacuees will include Afghans who worked for the U.S. government who are waiting for their applications to be processed. President Joe Biden's administration has faced pressure to provide security for Afghans who aided Washington as it ends its two-decade war in the country by the end of August. Taliban fighters, hostile to those workers, have seized control of a major border crossing and land in the country in recent weeks as U.S. troops have withdrawn. U.S. deaths from drug overdose surged to a record 93,000 during 2020, driven largely by rising opioid use during the pandemic, official data shows Wednesday. The government also says deaths last year were up nearly 30% from the year before. Opioids, primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl, were responsible for about 70,000 of those deaths, a trend in keeping with the last several years. Death rose across nearly all U.S. states, with the biggest spike seen in Vermont, Kentucky, South Carolina, West Virginia, and California. More than 500,000 Americans have died of opioid overdoses, both prescription and non-prescription, since 1999. Corporate drug makers such as Purdue Pharma have been taken to court on criminal charges. This is VOA News. Kenyan riot police on Wednesday.